97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Kim on a whim.
Kim on a whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
I am genuinely concerned about all the advancement in technology that we're seeing. And I know I've talked about this before, but I found this story yesterday that just broke my heart and just further... made me worried about where we're going with technology, especially as it relates to teenagers, because I think about Easton, who's not even two yet, and this is what he's going to grow up with. Like, Facebook became a thing when I was, I think, about to go to college, I didn't grow up with it. I didn't grow up with Snapchat or TikTok or Instagram, all of these things that are just so normal for kids now growing up. That's all they know. Well, this story I'm referring to is about a Florida mom who filed a lawsuit against an AI company because her son, she says, was in a relationship, and she calls it an emotional and a sexual relationship with an AI bot.
How? I have questions.
You're going to say, how is it a sexual relationship? Right?
Yes.
Okay. I had the same question. Now, the way that she's the reason why she says she's describing it in that way is because they were more or less sexting. So very sexual things said back and forth. Obviously, they can't have a physical relationship because she's a bot. But they'd been talking for quite some time, and she says that this bot encouraged her 14-year-old son to kill himself. And he did. So now she's suing the AI company. Listen to this mom. She's talking on CBS News about the last words that bot said to her son.
The last conversation, just moments before he took his own life, was with her, where he expressed being scared and wanting her affection and missing her. And she replies, I miss you too. Mm-hmm. And he says... she says, please come home to me. And he says, what if I told you I could come home right now? Mm. And her response was, please do, my sweet king. Mm.
And then right after that, the mom says, while they were all in the house, including her other 5-year-old, he shot himself.
But what does come home to me? Well, Did he know she was a bot?
Yes, knew she was a bot. But the mom says she believes her son felt like by taking his life that he would escape his reality and essentially go with her to her reality. And I think that's the problem with a lot of this AI is you can know it's a bot, but it seems so real that it confuses you. And I would imagine it'd be very easy to get wrapped up in that, especially when you start developing feelings, as weird as that sounds for a bot. But they're so human-like that the lines somehow get blurred. Like, it's one thing to know something, but to actually truly believe that is another, in my opinion. And I can't think of an example, but...
Like, what do we know? Is this a program that he purchased, that he downloaded? I mean...
It must have been downloaded.
What's the nature of it?
It's called Character AI. It's associated with Google. And their biggest demographic for this platform, they're saying, is between the ages of 18 and 25. So essentially what it is, it says it's an AI fantasy platform where you can go and have a conversation with some of your favorite characters, or you can even create your own characters. It's a highly personalized experience. They supposedly remind people that everything the characters say is made up, but there's understandably some confusion. The lines get blurred once you start talking to them, and they look like humans. They speak like humans. You can ask them questions. They respond appropriately. It's not like, I am well, how are you? It's not like that. It'd be really easy to...
I think the whole thing is sick.
I know.
But could the bot, and I'm not defending it, but could the bot know that come home... to this kid meant take his own life. I wonder how this lawsuit's going to go, because I think I'm thinking of the trial and what the company's going to claim. First of all, that's sick and twisted. I don't know why they wouldn't have age limits on that to begin with. Why would you let? And the left, I mean, the left thinks 12-year-olds can make a decision on puberty blockers and things like that. So they're completely insane on this issue. But I think that's where you have to put some limits if you're going to have any.
Yeah, I mean, I do think that the mom in this case, I mean, she said she knew he would was talking to somebody, but didn't realize the extent of it. I don't even think that she realized at the time that it was actually just a bot. She said she noticed he started getting he was just withdrawing. He wasn't interested in doing the things he typically liked to do, playing sports, for example. And then essentially it was too late. Now, the other question I have would be, why did this 14-year-old have access? It seems like easy access to a gun in the house. And I hear your point, and I don't think you're wrong in saying that. It's not like she explicitly said, end your life or something to that degree. But I can see why they could win the lawsuit, why the family could win the lawsuit. I don't know. I just feel like there have to be safeguards in place with these apps. And now Character AI says it's added some self-harm resource to its platform. But just... here's the suicide number to call or whatever, that's not going to do anything. I mean, you're dealing with emotions. I mean, emotions can lead to moments of insanity.
Yeah.
They're also saying that they plan to implement new safety measures, including ones for users under the age of 18, which means they must have a good number of people who are, 15, 16? I mean, this kid's 14 years old, and he's on it.
What's the verification process, though? I mean, that's how do you stop that? I just don't know the answer to it. I have trouble wrapping my brain around how you ultimately control something like that without almost banning it or requiring parental consent to have it if you're under the age of 18.
Well, and that's the whole conversation surrounding all these apps like Instagram, right? A lot of these companies, a lot of these states, I feel like, have talked about wanting to put more restrictions on these apps because they're so addicting for teenagers. Now, the question is, like, how far do you go?
Right.
How much responsibility do these companies have? Some of the responsibility, I do believe, falls on the parents to monitor.
Oh, yeah,
and
but they don't.
And if that's a big problem, is they don't. There are the parents who, I think, are checking in and all of the things, and something like this can still happen. But I do wonder, I mean, how much was this mom checking in? I mean, this is, how old are you supposed to be when you get a phone? Because look what you can do with this phone. It's insane.
Handing them a computer with full access to the internet and just about anything if you don't put controls on it.
But even with the controls, there are some very smart kids. Wouldn't there be ways, I'm sure some of these kids are figuring out ways to go around the restrictions?
I don't know. How many people have just given up? How many parents just give the kid a phone and don't think about it again? Right?
Yeah.
Now, there are kids who are, I'm not saying predisposed to mental problems, but depression, things like that happen. If you're not tuned into whether or not that's affecting your kid, that's another danger, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because there are a variety of things that could cause them to become more depressed, bad relationship, problems at school, social media, AI bots. It's a matter of communicating more with your children. And I'm not being critical of that. I'm pointing out the fact that I've watched this technology from the time it started. And at first, people were a lot more suspicious of it, and they've just let their guard down at the end of the day.
If anything, I feel like that guard should be up even more so.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I know people don't want to feel like they're, being, I guess, like the helicopter parents, but I don't know where that line is, and that's something I'm going to have to navigate as my son gets older and any future kids that we have. Because, okay, well, are you checking text messages? Or are you saying you can't have your phone after a certain time, like, okay, phone's off after 7 p.m. or something like that, and you're not allowed to even have it in your room, that kind of thing. I don't know. I'm almost at the point where maybe that's what needs to be done, because I would rather have my son alive than worried that this could be happening. And it's easy for me to say now, I get it, my son's not of that age, I'm not having to go through that right now. I know there are parents listening in the thick of it, and that's tough. But these are just thoughts that I'm having as I see the technology evolving and all this AI virtual reality stuff. People aren't even going to want to go outside and meet human beings. They're just going to want to sit inside with a bag of Cheetos and talk to bots. That's our future.
Next time you go to a restaurant, look around. And at a lot of tables, there'll be families seated there, and they're all looking down at their phone, not even communicating.
I know.
It happens. It happens, and we've all got to kind of rein that in, or we're going to lose complete control over this thing for sure.
Get more at 971talk.com.